Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players in one of the most delightful stories it has ever been our pleasure to bring you. It is My Client Curly by Norman Corwin, based on a short story by Lucille Fletcher. It stars Robert Montgomery as the agent and Ted Donaldson as Stinky. In this play, any similarity to caterpillars, living or dead, is purely coincidental.
There are some things a man doesn't like to talk about because they're... Well, I'll just tell you this story about my client, Curly, and then I'll go back to the agent business and try and forget it. But if I should get a lump in my throat while I'm telling it, I hope you'll understand, because this whole thing was so recent, I still feel pretty upset about it. To make a long story short, I'm out walking one day in the suburbs where I live when my attention is attracted by two kids sitting on the side of the road, and one of them is playing the harmonica. They're bent over, watching something on the ground. And I, being curious, go over to see what it is. Hiya, boys. What do you got there?
We got a trained caterpillar.
What's trained about it?
He dances.
I don't believe it.
Oh, he sure does.
Give us a nickel and we'll show you.
Oh, a racket, eh? All right, I'm a sucker. Here's two nickels.
Oh, thanks, mister. Yeah, okay, play, Stinky.
Well, what do you know? Now stop. Well, I'll be darned. He stops right when you do.
Well, sure. That's the way Stinky trained him, didn't you, Stinky?
Oh, it was nothing.
Hey, play some more, Stinky. He lies right down when you're finished.
Oh, sure. He's talented, ain't he? Come on up by my finger, Curly. Come on, fella. That's the boy.
Hey. Hey, does Curly dance to any kind of music?
No, only Yes, Sir, That's My Baby.
You mean to tell me he dances to only one tune?
That's right. I tried lots more, but I guess he only likes that one.
Well, why is that, do you suppose?
Fellow I know says he's got a real musical ear.
Well, I guess that's what those two branches are on his head, huh? Musical ears.
No, no, that's his antenna.
Huh, antenna? Oh, he ain't no radio set.
Hey. Say.
What?
I wonder if he's got any snake blood in him. You know, there are some snakes who dance.
No kidding.
Here, let me take your harmonica a minute.
Okay, sure.
Nope, won't budge. I guess it's an American caterpillar, all right.
Oh, sure.
Look, fellas, I'll make you a proposition. How'd you like to sell Curly?
How much?
Now, wait a minute. I own Curly, and I don't want to sell him.
Why not, Stinky?
Well, because I... Well, just because.
No, I don't want to sell.
No, why?
On account of he's stuck on him.
Oh, shut up, fatso.
You mean you like Curly so much you don't want to part with him, huh?
Well, I just don't want to sell him, that's all. Not even for a dollar. Not even for $2.
Well, of course, I don't think anybody'd ever offer you that much money.
Well, I don't care. He's my pet, and I want to keep him. I trained him from a pup.
Now, look, kiddo. I think you're a very bright and sensitive boy, and because of that, I'm going to make you an immediate cash payment of $5 for Curly.
Hey, $5? Holy smackerels. Well, what do you say, Stinky, huh?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Well, take it, I'm telling you. Now you can buy a bike.
Well, that sure is a lot of money. But you see, I like Curly, and I guess Curly likes me, too. If when we're alone, I talk to him, and he understands me. Curly likes me around. He's awful intelligent, even though he don't look so smart.
Oh, he looks smart, all right.
You know, if somebody took him away from me, Curly would die.
You think so?
Oh, sure. He's only human, ain't he? He would absolutely die.
Now, listen to me, Snicky. I'm going to talk to you man to man. This caterpillar you got is very valuable. He's worth a lot of money. Way more than $5, maybe.
No kidding.
Now, this is what we're going to do, Stinky. You're going to stay with Curly, and I'm going to manage both of you. Curly will be my client.
What's that mean?
Yeah, what's a client?
Well, you wouldn't understand very well. That's something I'll have to explain to your parents, because I got to get their signatures on a long-term contract with options. You're a minor under the law, you see.
Oh, I didn't do anything wrong, did I?
Well, that was how it began. I got Curly under my management, and I takes him and Stinky with me. The first thing I do is to start out after some publicity and say that those reporters eat it up. Front page with pictures. Pictures of Curly and pictures of Stinky and pictures of me. Pictures of my client dancing on a leaf, curling around the mayor's finger, climbing up a pretty model's legs, sitting in a tiny box at the opera. And headlines. Headlines like in the Times.
Swing caterpillar sways to strains of Yes, Sir, That's My Baby. Fred Astaire of Insect World demonstrates almost human sense of rhythm.
The Post.
Curly in custody of Stinky, young Svengali of caterpillars.
The Brooklyn Eagle.
Insect phenomena loined a truck in truck garden, manager avoids.
The World Telegram.
A curly crawl becomes new national dance sensation.
The Daily News.
Bug cuts rug, story on page two.
Sure enough, with all that publicity, things really begin to happen. First, Bill Robinson introduces the Curly Capers at the Cotton Club. Then Raymond Scott writes a song called The Caterpillar Creep. Then half a dozen agencies bid for the rights to syndicate a comic strip.
429 papers, 5 days a week, making a grand total.
Other companies pay me royalties for curly balloons and spaghetti and dolls and toys and picture books and decorations on the outside of drinking glasses.
Mom, buy me the glass with Curly's picture on it.
And to make a long story short, I get a vaudeville offer. The money begins to roll in. I hire an expensive suite and a secretary.
Curly Enterprises, good afternoon.
I buy Stinky a bike and a new suit of clothes.
Gee, thanks.
The publicity begins to pile up, and at the height of the excitement, I get a wire from Hollywood.
Offer $10,000 for Curly appearance in feature-length cartoon. Propose using living character for first time among cartoon characters. Appreciate immediate answer. Would like to rush story and production. Cordially, Walt Disney.
Yeah. Miss Nielsen.
Yeah.
Take a wire to Walt Disney, Hollywood, California.
Yes, sir.
Curly Price. $100,000.
Is that all?
Do you think I should ask for more?
No, no, I mean, is there any more to the wire? Curly Enterprises. Well, just a moment, please. It's Time Magazine on the line. Would you take it on the table for
me? Yeah, yeah, all right. Hello? Yeah, this is him? Yeah. Well, you see, yeah, uh-huh. No, I discovered him in the boy's possession. What's that?
Curly Enterprises.
No, no. Yes,
well, he's this
no,
on
he
another
hasn't.
Line.
Right. No, I keep him right here.
Well, he wanted
looks
me to
after
tell you to order
time.
A special airmail daily shipment.
No, 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 no. I beg your pardon.
Well,
oh, by all
minute.
Means,
yeah.
From
wait.
The very first.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
hello,
right.
Curly Enterprises.
That's right.
Wait just a minute.
Not yet.
Hello, Curly Enterprises.
For a week or two. Well, we tried all kinds of things.
Hang on. Hello, Curly Enterprises.
Which are you referring to? No, I don't.
You better hire some more secretaries.
Sure. Well, things are going in great shape, and Curly is making us a bundle of dough, and all of a sudden I get three visitors I didn't figure on.
We have been reading about your wonderful specimen in the papers, and we have come to ask permission to examine it.
Examine it? What for?
We are lepidopterists.
But Curly's a caterpillar, not a leopard.
No, my dear man. Lepidopterology is a branch of entomology dealing with the insect order of which your, shall we say, client is a member.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Curly doesn't want to be examined by nobody.
Oh, come, come. If this caterpillar is as remarkable as the newspapers say, then it would be nothing short of criminal to withhold such knowledge from science.
Well, if you want to put it that way, I suppose...
It'll take no more than 2 minutes.
Yeah, I suppose it's all right. Come with me, please. Hello, Stinky.
Oh, hello.
This is Master Stinky, gentlemen, discoverer and trainer of my client. He guards Curly all the time.
How do you manage?
Well, there he is in that box. Please be careful how you handle him.
Ah, here you are.
My muscular little fellow, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Normal mandible. Unusually conspicuous first maxillae.
I say, watch out there, Doctor. He's trying to bite you.
Ah! Never been attacked by a caterpillar before. Astounding!
See here, Doctor. Just notice this remarkable elongation of the abdominal feet.
Yes, quite. And doesn't this feature make you think of the Aglaé's Antiope?
Yes.
Look here. Isn't this remarkable? I've never seen such ocelli except in the Melanardia galathea. and the chitinization.
No kidding.
Well, sir, congratulations. This is a remarkable specimen, even before we test its reactions to musical stimuli.
Yeah, thanks.
It's of the ordinary genus Papilio rutulus, mind you, but it has the most extraordinary features.
Thanks very much.
But we feel that the specimen would be much more valuable to society if you, instead of exhibiting it for commercial purposes, were to lend or donate it to the Museum of Natural History, where it could be further studied by the leading entomologists of the world.
Yeah, but
yes, and when it dies, we can dissect it.
No, they're not going to take him away. Don't let him take Curly. Please, Curly,
don't cry,
stop.
My boy. We're not going to hurt him.
An insect like this occurs probably once in a million years, and surely... Only for the sake of a few dollars, you're not going to risk injuring him by overwork.
Are you accusing me of sacrificing Curly's health for profits? Why, that's ridiculous. Curly is... Yeah, come in.
Well, just got another wire from the coast. Disney's raised his offer to $20,000.
$20? Tell him $100,000 or nothing.
The second act of My Client Curly, starring Robert Montgomery and Ted Donaldson, will follow in just a moment. But first, a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
I'd like you to listen to two men saying exactly the same words, but oh, what a world of difference in their meaning. Listen.
Darling, you're so beautiful, I love you.
Darling, you're so beautiful, I love you.
Yes, a world of difference. An exciting difference that's plain and unmistakable. And I say to you, the difference you'll see in your skin after just one application of Lady Esther face cream is plain and unmistakable, too. An exciting difference that you can see and feel. Now, I don't ask you to take my word for it. All I ask is the chance to show you, to prove to you, what one application of Lady Esther face cream can do for your skin. All I ask is that you make the simple 30-second patch test. To make this test, just smooth Lady Esther face cream on one patch of skin, like one cheek. Wipe it off. Then compare that cheek with the other. See the radiant difference. Then touch your skin and feel the difference. This 30-second patch test will show you how thoroughly Lady Esther face cream cleans your skin, how it softens your skin, how it helps nature refine the pores, and how it leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. Remember, all I ask is that you let the patch test prove all this. Prove it on your own skin in just one application of Lady Esther face cream.
Well, the papers got hold of the Lepidopterist story, and there's another pile of publicity. It gets to be a moral issue, with preachers delivering sermons and all like that. I'm attacked editorially for exploiting caterpillar labor. But on the other hand, I am defended as an individualist who refuses to submit to regimentation. The American Legion and the Daughters of American Revolution send Curly an engraved silver-plated twig and a miniature flag to put on top of his box. The foreign correspondents get busy and cable stories to their papers. In Madrid, the Spanish Grafico comes out with a dirty dig.
Mas los norteamericanos no deben olvidar que la danza española es la mejor de todas y que si la oruga del señor Stinky tuviese un poquitín de buen oído para la música...
How do you like that for nerve? But get this. The Curly motive ain't reflected, as they say, in the latest Paris fashions. Caterpillar doodads on hats and bags and scarves and all like that. La Temps, that's a newspaper in Paris, comes out with a swell plug.
Tous ceux qui aiment la nature se réjouiront avec notre république sœur, les États-Unis, de la découverte faite récemment par un garçon qui s'appelle Stinky. La découverte d'une chenille dansante, Curly. Et c'est remarquable de constater que cet insecte ne consent à danser que si l'on joue l'air justement célèbre. Oui, monsieur, c'est mon bébé.
And you know what? My clipping service sends me some encouraging comment from Shanghai, which I get my laundryman to translate for me.
在美国有件好奇的故事，有条虫子可以跳舞的。
又有一个小童出一条特别的曲叫做 Yes, sir, that's my baby. 而且这个小童有个好正式的美国名叫做 Stinky.
The Maharaja of Lahore sends Curly some willow leaves from the sacred willow trees of the temple.
Gee, look, a package from a place named Lakeshore with a lot of funny looking stamps.
Lahore, Lahore, not Lakeshore.
Can I have the stamps?
Yeah, here you are. I signed Curly up for a super special movie short, and it sweeps the box office of the country in spite of terrible weather, including blizzards and rainstorms. Variety reports.
Blizz and Driz fail to fizzle biz as Bug biffs B.O. from N.Y. to L.A.
Life magazine runs a Margaret Burt White picture of Curly on the cover with the caption...
Curly!
CBS does a pickup direct from Curly's box, bringing the sound of Curly eating dinner.
This is Truman Bradley speaking to you from the headquarters of Curly Enterprises, where we have a microphone buried among willow leaves to pick up the sound of the world's leading insect dancer, busy eating dinner after a hard day's work of exhibiting his...
Talent. Walt Disney raises his bid to $50,000, but I still hold out for $100,000. To make a long story short, everything's going along hunky-dory until one day some more public-spirited guys get a hold of Curly. Only this time they're not scientists. They're musicians.
And therefore, in the interests of music, we of the committee feel that you would be rendering an invaluable service to musical knowledge if you would permit us to test the effect of classical music on your client.
Yeah, but what good would that do anybody?
Why, it may open an entirely new field of psychology in relation to music. The world knows very little about musical instincts of animals and nothing at all about insects.
Ah, but you're wasting your time. Curly dances to only one tune.
Ah, but have you tried other tunes?
Why, sure. Tell him what you played, Stinky.
Well, I played It Ain't Gonna Rain No More, My Country Tears Are Thee, The Beer Barrel Poker, Shine On Harvest Moon, and The Music Goes Round and Round.
Ah, but no classical music.
Sure we did. I played myself Our Sweet Mystery of Life by Victor Herbert.
Oh. But you haven't tried any symphonies, have you?
Disney's trying to get us for a silly symphony right now, his latest offer.
No. I'm afraid you don't understand. Let me explain what we propose to do. Now, we get Curly in a studio with an orchestra and go through a careful series of tests using selected symphonic music of the...
All right. I know you're tired, gentlemen. We've now been through 67 pieces already, but let's try a few more and then we'll quit until tomorrow.
Oh, hasn't the caterpillar even moved a muscle?
So far he hasn't budged once, but maybe we'll get him with a habanera from Carmen. Stop, stop. All right, try number 69, Rosamunde Billy. Stop. Next, number 70, Strauss's Perpetuum Mobile.
For 2.5 days this went on, and finally after the 202nd try, something happened that really made the papers sit up and take notice all over again. The Amalgamated Press next day carried this story.
Curly, the Terpsichorean caterpillar, today staggered scientists and musicians when he suddenly went into a stately dance upon hearing the second movement of Beethoven's Eighth Symphony. Scientists are unable to explain the phenomenon. The management of the caterpillar announced, meanwhile, that Curly will appear as the lead in a ballet entitled Extravaganza for Insects Only by William Saroyan.
And then things really began to break for us. Mrs. Roosevelt writes about it in her column, My Day.
It is not often that a creature smaller than one little finger can completely captivate the imagination of millions. Yet, such is the remarkable truth about the caterpillar named Curly. And it has been many years...
Scientific societies offer to investigate Curly's genius. And would you believe that the annual convention of the American Lepidopterological and Entomological Society invites Stinky to lecture before it?
So I said to my mother,
Ma, can I have a penny? I want to buy a piece of candy. So my mother says, yeah. So she gives me the penny, and so on my way to the store, I see a caterpillar crossing the road. So I stop to watch it, see? So I picked it up.
And all this time, the money keeps coming in. We're getting along fine, although it costs a lot to keep up my expensive offices and staff of secretaries. But I'm figuring on getting the big dough, the $100,000 from Disney, and then retiring, see? Well, to make a long story short, there are a couple of exchanges of telegrams and phone calls with me holding out for my price, and then one night, Disney wires.
We'll meet your price of $100,000. Please fly out with Curly next plane.
Wow, am I excited? I rush into the next room where Stinky and Curly are sleeping. Stinky, wake up. We're rich. We're practically millionaires.
Oh, what's that?
Come on, kid. Get your clothes on. Hurry up. We're going to take a long airplane ride with me and Curly. And boy, am I going to buy Curly the juiciest willow leaf he ever ate in his life. Now, let me tell the news to Curly. Here you are, little fella. Here you are. Hey, where is he? Why isn't he in his box? Where's Curly? Curly!
Oh, I put him to bed, all right. Ain't he in his box?
Quick! Look all around the room. Under the carpet, under the bed, on the walls, everywhere.
Back,
be careful
Curly,
where you walk.
Curly, come
Curly,
back.
Curly,
please,
listen.
Girly.
Yes, sir, that's my baby.
No,
yes, sir,
no,
don't be...
I don't mean
Curly.
Baby.
Curly, yes, I love you. Where
Curly,
are you?
Curly, don't leave us.
$100,000, Curly.
Yes,
sir,
that's
my
baby.
Baby. Yes,
no,
sir. Hey, Stinky, take this flashlight and look for him along the corridor and ask the manager to let you look at the bottom of the elevator shaft. Meanwhile, I'm going to phone the police.
Yes, sir, that's my baby.
Operator, operator, get me the police headquarters, operator.
Calling all cars, be on lookout for a dancing caterpillar. Be on the lookout for a dancing caterpillar. C-A-T-E-R-P-I-L-L-A-R, caterpillar, that is all.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America. The Federal Bureau of Investigation will neither deny nor confirm rumors that Curly, the $100,000 caterpillar, was kidnapped.
The whole country searches in vain. Nobody's seen Curly. The police throw out a dragnet. Posses are formed. Radio stations play, yes, sir, that's my baby, at intervals throughout the day, and ask all listeners to be on the lookout. Curly fans from all over send in money for a fine Curly fund.
And I am privileged, as president of the Fine Curly Club, to announce to the members that the Fine Curly Fund has reached the impressive and staggering total of $12,385.14, with the entire sum yet to be heard from.
But nobody finds Curly. And now that he's gone, I begin to realize how much I love that bug. I begin to understand why it was Stinky couldn't bear to sell him to me way back in those happy days. I can't bear thinking of willow leaves. I find myself hating all birds and looking suspiciously at all cats. Meanwhile, sympathizers from all over the world, including Scandinavian countries, send me caterpillars, hoping maybe they have found Curly and are eligible for a reward offered by the Fine Curly Fund.
Mister, here's another barrel of caterpillars from Australia. Where shall I put it?
Give it to the zoo.
Which zoo, mister?
Any zoo, so long as you get it out of here. Days go by. Weeks go by. I send Stinky home.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Stinky. Well, at least you got a nice suit of clothes on you, and a fine automobile and a chauffeur to drive you home.
Oh, I'd rather have Curly back again.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Well, goodbye.
Bye.
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 And then one day, I'm sitting in my place, playing sadly on the piano with one finger, as is my wont. And all of a sudden, out from under the music rack, creeps Curly. Only he's changed. He's different. He's not dancing anymore. He's a butterfly. Curly. Hello, Curly. You're a big boy now, ain't you? He flutters his wings a little when I say that, and I stroke his antenna, which are now very long and very beautiful. I see he's getting restless for the outdoors, for he no doubt hears the call of his mate. So I sing a farewell to him. Yes, sir,
That's my baby. No, sir. Don't mean maybe. He flutters around my head and then flies over to a picture of Stinky on the bureau and then flutters back to me. And after one long look at me, he flies out of the window, never more to come back again. To make a long story short, I sit down and I feel like crying. In fact, I do cry. Yeah. Who would ever think that a grown man would ever cry about a caterpillar? But I did, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. And that's the story of my client, Curly.
On behalf of the Motion Picture Relief Fund, thank you, Robert Montgomery and Ted Donaldson, for your delightful performances in tonight's play. Thank you again. And now, before we tell you about next week's program, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Have you had any compliments on your appearance lately? Try changing your shade of face powder and see what happens. See how Bridal Pink, the newest and most popular Lady Esther shade, brings you one compliment after another. Bridal Pink is a shade completely young, a little daring, and more than a little romantic. Very romantic, women tell me. They say it's fun to see how their husbands suddenly take notice when they begin using Lady Esther Bridal Pink. And it doesn't matter whether your hair is blonde, brown, auburn, or black. Bridal Pink is intensely flattering to almost every skin it touches. It does surprising, delightful things for your entire appearance. Bridal Pink deepens the tone of your skin, gives it new life. It brings out highlights of beauty in your hair. It gives sparkle to your eyes. And women tell me they love the way Lady Esther face powder clings, hour after hour. The way it stays fresh and lovely, always as though just applied. It's so fine in texture, it spreads like a delicate, clinging film, completely hiding tiny lines and blemishes. For a truly dramatic change in your appearance, try this. First, apply Lady Esther face cream. Wipe it off. Then gently pat on Lady Esther Bridal Pink face powder. You'll feel young and gay and ready for romance when you see the radiant reflection that smiles back at you from the mirror. Remember, Lady Esther four-purpose face cream, Lady Esther Bridal Pink face powder.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present Don Juan Quilligan. It will star Phil Silvers and William Bendix. Be sure to listen. My Client Curly was presented through the courtesy of Norman Corwin and Lucille Fletcher. Robert Montgomery appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor musical The Harvey Girls. Ted Donaldson can now be seen in the 20th Century Fox production, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.